Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, coming to you from our fabulous studio, and I've got some awesome people to talk to you about a really fun program called Tech Rewards. So let's start with, what is it?
Yeah, so Tech Rewards is basically a platform for developers to learn about new technologies, new Microsoft technologies. They can watch videos, you know, participate in challenges and quizzes. And not just that, it's also a loyalty platform where they can come back and engage with us. We have, you know, new challenges coming out all the time, new rewards where they can, you know, get some new stuff to help build their projects and learn, you know, better their skills.
Awesome. So I've heard there was something similar to this before called Develop. Is it the same thing or is it a new thing? Tell me about that.
So Develop was actually a Nokia platform. You know, it helps developers, again, you know, develop their skills, gives them a platform to really build on to their skills. And basically, Tech Rewards is the same thing. It was a simple rebranding.
I see. So we're moving forward with Develop into Tech Rewards, which I'm sure is going to have much more stuff involved.
Yeah, definitely.
So I heard about these challenges. What is a challenge, and how does someone even get started with a challenge?
Yeah, challenges, it's actually pretty challenging to explain. Sorry.
Which is good, right? Challenging challenges.
Yeah, okay. So essentially, a challenge is just a call to action. So our user base varies from a lot of different types of people. So we have app developers, we have people that are just interested in technology in general, we have kind of people that don't really know what they want to do, but they're just interested. So a challenge is a call to action for our users to do some sort of task, right? So we have quizzes, we have activity challenges, app challenges, and even events where if you just want to register for an event, come onto our site and you actually have access to that. So it's really a cool platform because not only do you have the challenges, you complete the task and then you get rewarded. So it's kind of like Stephanie mentioned, a loyalty and gamification platform. So we want to make it fun for you guys, not only learning about actual technologies, but you get a little reward at the end.
That's awesome. So when I hear challenges as a developer, I'm thinking I need to code something. Do you have to be a programmer to do this, or are there any other barriers to get into this program?
That's a great question. So the answer is no.
Okay.
So we highly encourage app developers or people that are really technologically advanced to come into our platform. But in reality, if you just want to learn about technology, we have quizzes where you watch a Channel 9 video and you take a quiz. So you can kind of enhance your knowledge that way, or if you just want to kind of build upon what you already know. So that's one example. So an activity challenge, those can be for developers or for, you know, brand new people. So it ranges from just completing an activity, which we just launched one where submit your own challenge ideas, which
that's
is
cool.
Anybody can do that, right? All the way to we do MBA courses, which is Microsoft Virtual Academy. So you complete various courses. Right now we actually have some around security and forensics in Windows and Azure. So you go, you take the course and the assessments at the end, you come back to us and hey, you learn some knowledge and you got to have fun with it. And then we also have app challenges, which are bread and butter. People love apps. You know, especially with everything coming over to UWP, we want to make sure that we provide all resources to do so. So the app challenges are challenging, but they're also really important. And then lastly, we also have event challenges. So this is somewhat newer. If you've been on the site for a while, you may not have seen too many, but we have a lot of local challenge or local events as Microsoft has, or virtual events that you can attend. So just attend the event, register, and you can come back and get rewarded that way as well. So we really want to open it up to anyone and everyone just to be able to have resources from all different types.
So I feel like we've talked about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to get started, what are some things that I need to do to even get involved?
Yeah, so first of all, you need to have a Microsoft account,
okay.
Which is an email address, as you can see. And then you'll just come to our website, which I have up here on the site. So rewards.msdn.microsoft.com, and it'll ask you to sign up. So make sure that you have the Microsoft account ready to go.
Okay.
You'll sign in with your password, and then one click, and you're ready to go.
So what do you mean by ready to go? So let's log in right here, and let's see what the actual page looks like.
For sure.
So Jillian West 87 is going to want to do a challenge, which I'm pretty excited about. So you're logging in, you're going to say, okay, I want to do a challenge. What do I do? How do I even go through it?
Yeah, definitely. So what I would recommend first would be just to peruse the site in general. If this is your first time logging in, it may be a little overwhelming to just come straight to the challenges page.
Sure.
But just to give you guys some insight. So first, very similar to most social media sites, we do have a news feed. So this is where you're going to be able to see any new news around challenges, anything that maybe is expiring, coming up, even around our blog. So you can come here and just take a peek. And we also have badges, which will also show up on the news feed. So sometimes even if you just log in 5 days in a row, you get a badge, which is kind of cool to come in and
that
see.
That is awesome.
There's a lot of, like, secret Easter eggs.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so coming to challenges, you would just go ahead and click on the left-hand side of the tab. And we are about to come onto the site now. And so another cool thing is that we work on a global platform, but we also do sometimes run challenges that are just local to you.
Okay.
So it's cool to see that sometimes you might have access to something that somebody else might not have, which is good and bad, but mm-hmm. it's kind of cool to be able to have something specific towards you.
Sure.
So you can come in and you see all the challenges, and we have quite a few on the site right now. And usually you can see an icon that will kind of designate what it's going to be about. So you see Ad Duplex, Visual Studio, and what I would recommend is just actually clicking into the challenge if it interests you.
Let's do it. So if you're a programmer, for example, you might have certain challenges that are more for you. If you're mm-hmm. a game dev, for example, or you're a UX person, or you just like going to events, they're yeah. all sort of in there for you.
Exactly. And if you see right there on the top of the icon, it'll say activity. So there'll also be that designation. So okay. if you don't want to necessarily click into it, you just want to see all the activities, you can also filter by that. Yeah. So here we have our actually using Visual Studio Profiler challenge right here. You have all the details. Sometimes we offer a video just for some additional insight.
Mm-hmm.
And you scroll down and you'll see the actual challenge part of it. So what do we need you to do in order to have this challenge completed? So we'll ask you to follow a few steps. We'll also make sure if there's any specific Microsoft products or technologies that you need, that it will be listed in here.
Okay.
Just so that way you don't start it and then you have to take all these different roadblocks to be able to get in there. Mm. So once you've completed it, you will actually come back up here and you'll hit participate. So that way we know, for instance, some challenges, we don't necessarily know if you went and came back, but uh-huh. we also want to know that, hey, we can't read minds, so
sure.
make sure that you click the button.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You didn't add the read minds feature to this program?
You know, we're working on it. I know Microsoft is working on it, but it's kind of difficult.
It's a toughie. So this is pretty exciting. So I can see how people can engage here, but what is the way that, as Microsoft, how do we engage users? Are we putting up a lot of different challenges? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, Microsoft has so many different avenues and so many different products in general, and it's kind of hard to determine who might like what. So
sure.
we spend a lot of times with different product groups in Microsoft to say, hey, this is a really hot new product or service. Let's go ahead and create a challenge around it and kind of generate some buzz that way. We also actually reach out to our active user base and say, like that challenge I mentioned before,
sure.
what do you want to see? What interests mm-hmm. you the most? And create challenges that way. So we really like to have a kind of a twofold approach just to make sure that we're not missing anybody. Maybe someone's like, hey, I really love IoT. Can you do something around that? Of course. Let's make sure that we do that.
So here's a final couple of questions. So it says tech rewards, and usually as a person working on this, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get a reward. What's the reward? Is it like a leaderboard thing? Do you get special badges? Tell me about that process.
Yeah, there's actually a whole bunch of different ones. So first we have badges.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like we talked about earlier, if you're logging in for, you know, 5 days, you might get a badge. Sometimes there's specific challenges that have badges tied to them. Also, there's experience points. So if you think about kind of a gamification model,
sure.
okay, this is what will, you know, make you higher in the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
The leaderboard is really cool. It basically will tailor towards, you can see, you know, who is the top leader mm-hmm. in your country.
Mm-hmm.
Also, who is the top leader overall.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing some exciting things with that soon. So stay tuned for that.
Look at that.
Yep. So you can see we're in the U.S. here, so you can kind of see where we are standing in the U.S. And then at the very top, you can see how you're doing all that. And also, the really cool part is actual virtual currency points. So you can go to the reward section. There's a lot of different rewards. The goal of our rewards is basically we want users to be able to get something to help them, you know, become better developers.
So this is like real stuff. It's
yeah.
not like fake, like, hey, you get a badge. Because I'm all like, hey, badges are
yeah.
nice, right? But I can't.
Yeah, you can actually get real stuff here.
But I can show my Starbucks card to someone and be like, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
We have things like, you know, Starbucks cards or, you know, Amazon gift cards. But at the same time, we also have more, you know, dev-focused things like application consultations. If they're really trying to, better their skills, hey, you can get an hour session with someone from Microsoft and, you know, get some feedback about your project. There's things like Steam, you know, people love that. There's also things like development tools and kits. So we have like Raspberry Pis, you know, a lot of different tools that developers can use for their projects.
Cool. So this is like real fun rewards and badges too.
Yeah. And badges too.
And badges
well,
too.
And too, don't forget to mention that we, in addition to some of these rewards, you can actually donate some of your winnings to charity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, even better. Yeah.
So you develop a really cool app or you do something cool and you can kind of give back and feel good in both ways.
Awesome.
Right?
So mm-hmm. you could either feel really guilty about not giving to charity and the Xbox thing, or either way. So is there anything that we're missing from tech rewards other than where's the website?
Mm-hmm. I did want to say that we have a lot of cool things that are coming up.
Cool.
In terms of rewards, you guys will see some sweepstakes going on. There's one that's already up with the Visual Studio Challenge where you guys can enter and get the new Lumia 950. We'll be doing something cool things like that in the future. So definitely, you know, come to our site every day and stay tuned.
And the site.
Yes, the site. So that's the most important part, right? So what you want to do is make sure that you can either go to Bing and you can search in tech rewards, which is one option, or if you want to go to rewards.msdn.microsoft.com, and it'll bring you to the sign-in page and go ahead and go from there.
Fantastic. Well, you should go there right now. Again, thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.